This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Broadcasting remotely, but we will be live in studio tomorrow. We're live now. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So COVID cases apparently are rising. This is something we kind of spoke about the last week or two. I've noticed COVID throughout the summer, but we're starting to get more cases. Body aches, cough, sneezing, really bad sore throat. Not a lot of change in taste or smell. Some might report it, some might not. But we still have waves coming. And the latest data from New York State Department of Health, which was released actually last week, shows that COVID cases spiked by 55% since the prior week. There were an average of 824 reported cases per day across the state. Now, keep in mind, those are cases reported. The average person is calling telemedicine for antibiotics or, you know, flu medication. And when we tell them go get tested, they might test at home and they still might not go and let anybody know officially. They say hospital admissions for the disease has increased by 22% compared to the previous week. So that translates to more than 100 admissions a day, and that's in New York. I think the latest number from the CDC is we're almost at 8,000 hospitalizations per week nationally, but I think that number is going up. We get a much more accurate account of what's going on in terms of COVID with the hospitalized patients because they have to get tested and that has to be reported. But at home, COVID cases difficult. So we do have a new variant, and this new variant that is being warned by the World Health Organization is called the ERIS, E-R-I-S variant, classified as EG.5. It's mild. It does not pose more of a threat to public health than other versions of the virus, but it is becoming the dominant strain in America. Right now, it's accounting for 20% of infections and is driving the first rise in cases and hospitalization this year. Even though we've had the XBB, I think 1.9 and 1.15, in terms of the rise in hospitalizations, this strain is the one that's getting credit for that. They say the hospitalizations from COVID in the U.S. have risen 12%, but between the week ending July 15th and the week ending July 22nd. So we're still a little bit have a lag with our data. We're already, August 9th, but if we could get more accurate numbers from individuals also at home, that would help. Now, they say recent deaths have remained static, are still at their lowest level since COVID emerged. We have about 500 deaths a week. Still, to me, 500 too many. It still reminds us that COVID could still kill. But fortunately, it's not like the thousands a day that we saw early in 2020. They say, for comparison, at the peak of the U.S. pandemic in January 2022, hospitalizations were as high as 150,000. This time last year, they were over 44,000. In the first week of July, 7.5% of COVID cases were due to EG.5. Now 17.3% of the cases are. So they think this EG.5, or this ERIS variant, is one of the quickest growing variants across the world, maybe due to a slightly beneficial mutation, allowing it to spread faster. We've seen this variant in China, South Korea, Japan, Canada. And so the World Health Organization says collectively available evidence does not suggest that EG.5 has additional public health risks relative to the other currently circulating Omicron descendant lineages. Globally, we are at 7 million people reportedly dead from COVID overall. 768 million cases, according to the World Health Organization. So this new variant that is coming across, coming around, we do think it is susceptible to Paxlovid. Just had another friend come down with COVID, took Paxlovid, said it worked. With the Paxlovid being an antiviral, as with anything that has been suggested to help fight COVID, it's got to be early. Now, people keep asking, when are we going to be able to use hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin? Many of the studies are mixed on that. I've seen some studies saying it's fantastic. I've seen other studies say it doesn't work. Many of these studies that say it doesn't work was used in the hospitalization setting. The way ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine or Paxlovid would work would be early on. And so that's very, very difficult to get the CDC or World Health Organization on board with recommending something early on, because if somebody still progresses with COVID, they could get blamed, sued. So right now it's Paxlovid has to be taken within the first 5 days. There's some vetting that has to happen. Many people cannot get Paxlovid over the phone unless it's their regular provider who knows them. With Paxlovid, there's many medications you can't take while on it. And if your liver is vulnerable or you have renal disease, your dosing might be different or you might not even be allowed to take it. So it's the kind of a complicated medication because it's not completely risk-free. And I don't think we could give it to pregnant people or breastfeeding individuals, or pregnant women or breastfeeding individuals either. So, but it works. Now, many people have asked about the rebound COVID. They say they took Paxlovid, and now they got COVID again. Well, we spoke about that last year when Paxlovid was being used often. Rebound COVID happens with COVID anyway. I've seen people, they get over COVID, and then a couple weeks later, they get sick again. And I think it's because the virus hides out. Do I blame the Paxlovid, which some experts have suggested maybe there's a link between it? I don't. If Paxlovid, the COVID medication, played a role, it could be that maybe 5 days isn't enough. Maybe somebody needs to be on it 10 days. But remember, the goal is to keep people out of the hospital. The goal isn't to prevent COVID 100%, because we found out we can't do that and the vaccines can't do that. So now it's all about preventing hospitalization. So if they need enough medication for the masses, and it looks like they're going to need some as we're coming into this new wave, then it's more about keeping you out of the hospital. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. We are broadcasting remotely today. We'll be back live in studio tomorrow. If you want to reach out to us, please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So my question to you all is, what is the American dream? We're hearing that Americans don't feel like they could achieve that anymore. That you cannot get the American dream. The American dream is a facade. Nobody could ever achieve it. It's fake. And it's one of the reasons why patriotism is going down. And I don't think there's an actual set definition. I always thought the American dream was, you know, what happened with my family, where they came from another country, poor. They learned the language. They were able to be given citizenship after passing a test, taking classes, learning the language, and then working and being able to provide a home, whether it was an apartment or whether it was a house, for their family and keep us safe. That's what I thought the American dream was, to have safety in a place where you could be free and you could actually get a job and feed your family. Some people looked at the American dream as going from rags to riches. Well, you're poor, and the American dream is you are able to go to school, get a job. After you get a degree, get a position, work your way up, and then become rich. That's okay. I see online, let me see, somebody had said two dogs. Oh, yeah, two kids, dogs, a nice house, and being rich. Well, I don't know. According to the George W. Bush Presidential Center, they quote the Oxford English Dictionary, defining the American dream as the ideal that every citizen of the United States should have an equal opportunity to achieve success and prosperity through hard work, determination, and initiative. Okay, that, you know, hard work, determination, and initiative. The American dream does not mean somebody's kind of putting you down or somebody's discriminating you on you based on the color of your skin. American dream, according to Wikipedia, sets of ideals, including ideals of representative democracy, rights, liberty, equality, and our freedom, giving us opportunity to pursue what we want to pursue. So the American dream, the point to all of this is the American dream, depending on how you interpret it, is different for some. And, but the key, the common theme is, one is, we all have equal opportunity. So, meaning, oh, wait a second, you know what? You know, I don't like your color. I don't like your religion. I don't like your gender. So, no, you don't get in. And so, for those of us who think the American dream doesn't exist, it might be because they feel like they are being discriminated against. Individuals of all races now feel like they, if they don't think I have a disability, or I'm of a minority, or I can't get the job. And individuals for years of minorities or disabilities were discriminated against. So have we achieved the American dream, or are we going back and forth saying, well, we're going to pick one person over another? The reason why we're in this mess is we only have a finite amount of CEO positions. We only have a finite amount of medical school positions. We only have a finite amount of law school positions. Not that becoming a lawyer is the American dream or becoming a doctor is the American dream, but if that's the dream of that person, they have competition. And part of the American dream is the hard work, the determination, the initiative, and what a lot of people aren't saying is also probably luck. But we keep struggling in society with, well, should we pick and choose who gets these spots? And when we thought we were making headway, where, you know what, we're looking at an application and it doesn't matter who you know, it doesn't matter what the color of your skin is, based on your merit, we want you. That's still not happening. And so many people feel like the American dream is impossible. Many people feel like, even if you do become a CEO or become a pilot or become an officer or become a doctor, society doesn't like you that much. Society can't stand doctors. They sue them left and right. Society isn't appreciating law enforcement like they should. I get there's idiots in all fields, but there's this, you know, many individuals feel that they cannot be in some of these fields without being criticized, without being hated. So is that the American dream, to finally get a job, your dream job, and for people to dislike you? We had an officer shot in the head in Las Vegas during the George Floyd protests. There was no reason for this officer to be shot in the head. Some guy came up and did that. So, you know, what is jeopardizing the American dream? Is it not enough jobs? Is it, you know, too much competition? Is it that society feels like they have to pick and choose in order to allow equality? Is it crime? Is it politics? So I still believe, I'm still optimistic that the American dream could be achieved. I mean, I've had a lot of obstacles. I had people throw obstacles in my way. I had family try to interfere and stop my progress. And I made it. To me, that's the American dream, overcoming all those obstacles when even people you love didn't want you to succeed. Making it. Now, I mean, am I rich? No. Am I a CEO? I mean, I guess I can make my own company and call myself CEO. But I am happy that I'm able to afford food for my family, give them a home, do what I want to do, and help people, and feel like I'm making a difference on this earth. That was my American dream. So, you know, we have now a future for these young individuals that is very murky. They have no idea what industries are going to survive and what aren't, what AI is going to take over and what AI won't, what politics are going to do in terms of changing industries, what's going to happen to people's 401ks if money has to go into woke companies that might not do as well and they want it going into other companies. You know, people are very kind of concerned about what the future is going to look like. Are they going to have to pay for other people's college? Are they going to have to pay for other countries' immigrants? I want to be a country that opens their doors to immigrants, but in a very methodical, safe manner. Being the daughter of an immigrant, I'm very grateful America, you know, it provided us the American dream. But again, it was 20 years before my family could come to America. And again, they learned the language, took the tests, become citizens, and then they worked and pay taxes. So, I get that many older individuals look at the Generation Zs as a group of individuals who are naive or they're not appreciative. I look at the Gen Zs as having a very difficult road. And the American dream, you know, might, that idea, you know, might, the definition might change. And right now, if people don't feel like they're living in a country where there is that American dream, that's a problem. There should be nobody, black, white, Hispanic, feeling like because you're a white male or a black female, you're not going to get a job. And we have individuals of all races feeling that they don't have that equality. If there's only 5 spots or only 50 spots, who gets them? And if we base it on merit, many individuals find that some of the merit sort of metrics are not fair either. So if people don't think things are fair, they're not going to feel like their American dream is achievable. In a perfect world, things are fair. But things aren't fair. And so, you know, we need to work on fairness. We need to have equality, representative democracy, rights, liberty. But when you have half the country feeling like the country isn't representing them, and you have individuals feeling like, you know, they keep asking me about my sexual preferences or my gender or my, and if I don't want to answer, I can't get the job. That's not right either. So I'd rather have more optimism than pessimism. 1-877-DOCTALI. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. It's been months, but there's finally a winner in the record-setting $1.58 billion Mega Millions jackpot, that ticket drawn in Florida. The judge overseeing former President Donald Trump's 2020 election interference case has scheduled a hearing for Friday in Washington, D.C. President Biden says democracy won after Ohio voters rejected a measure that would have made it harder to get abortion rights enshrined in the state constitution. Yesterday's special election had just one issue on the ballot. It would have required at least 60% voter approval to pass any amendments to the state constitution. Houston police investigating the death of a three-month-old boy who was left in a hot car yesterday afternoon. Investigators say the mother arrived at a clinic around noon and took her four-year-old inside with her, but left the baby in the car. Corey Myers, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Broadcasting remotely today, but we will be live in studio tomorrow. But, you know, interestingly, we have many of us walk around with these Fitbits or these Apple Watches, and we check our watch, and our watch gives us reminders of exercise. And some of you have asked, does that really help? I think it does. I love these Fitbits or Apple Watches because it reminds you that you need to be fit. We don't usually need reminders. In caveman days, you had to get out of the cave. You couldn't watch TV in the cave. You had to get out of the cave and you had to go and eat. You had to go and fish. You had to go and get food and, you know, hunt and gather. Chase after the kids. But now that we have kids and playpens, we're sitting in cubicles, we're sitting at our computer, we're sitting on the couch, we do need reminders to get off our butts. Now, there has been this narrative that 10,000 steps a day is what you need. And people have asked, why 10,000? That 10,000 came from a marketing ploy. This was, I believe, back in 1964 with the Tokyo Olympics. There was a push for, I guess, to be more active, and there was a pedometer that I think was being sold, and the pedometer had, I think you wore it around the waist. It would calculate the number of steps you walked, and I believe it was called Manpo Kai, which means 10,000 steps. And I guess it became a slogan. And then there were walking clubs in Japan, and the 10,000 was the minimum they were expected to walk. And so eventually, worldwide, people started to just think, well, it's 10,000 steps, 10,000 steps. And in fact, still, fitness experts use Manpo Kai, or the 10,000 steps, as a benchmark. Now, there's been studies. One study from the Department of Movement and Sports Science at Ghent University in Belgium conducted a study to look at this. During the years of 2005 to 2006, about 866 participants, according to newsmedical.net, underwent the 10,000 steps per day fitness plan. Their progress was tracked by the researchers with pedometers, physical activity questionnaires, an activity log, and a questionnaire related to the awareness of the project. And these were people wanting to improve their well-being, stave off obesity, type 2 diabetes. And they said half of all participants completed the challenge successfully. They felt they were in better health. But interestingly, 4 years later, if they didn't continue that activity, the positive intervention effect was not sustained. They said only half of the original participants were available for the follow-up study, and amongst them, there was a considerable step count decrease across the board. They thought maybe that was due to aging or other issues, but fitness goals, I do believe, help. But what is the number? Well, now we have a study saying it doesn't necessarily have to be 10,000. 4,000 could work. So one study published in the European Journal of Preventive Cardiology says walking just 4,000 steps a day, which is less than half of the 10,000 recommended, may be enough to help extend your life. Now, that doesn't mean just stop when you go 3,997, 3,998, 3,999, and I'm done. No. Still, if you can do 10,000, obviously that's better. If you can do 15,000, that's better. But in terms of the minimum, I don't mind them revisiting that, because when I ask individuals, do you get your 10,000 steps in a day? They go, no, so I just don't even try. But what if they could get 4,000 steps in? Will they then keep it up? So a growing body of research says that workouts don't necessarily have to be grueling or lengthy. Doing housework, dancing, walking can help. For these new findings of the 4,000 steps, a team of researchers analyzed 17 previously published papers on walking and health. Cumulatively, the studies included more than 225,000 adults from multiple countries with an average age of 64. After analyzing the data, the researchers determined that mortality risk progressively declines as people walk more. They didn't find a point at which additional activity stops appearing beneficial. They even went all the way up to 20,000 steps a day. But in keeping with previous research, according to Yahoo Life, they concluded that it doesn't take a massive number of daily steps to improve health. The risk of dying from any cause began to significantly decline once participants passed a threshold of around 4,000 steps a day. 2,500 steps a day could even help stave off cardiovascular disease. So what exactly is happening? Well, what I think it is those who are actively doing these steps may be more conscious about their moving. Remember I told you how sitting still is very bad for your health? Oh, and I gained weight once I started radio in 2009 because you're sitting for 3 hours. Your body doesn't like to sit. And then when I started to do telemedicine, I'm not running from patient room to patient room like I was. You need to be active. You need to get up. You're not supposed to sit. Sitting is a rarity. I mean, we want you to sit when you eat and things like that, but even in caveman days, you squatted when you pottied. You walked, you lied down, maybe you sat on the ground for a little bit to work, but it wasn't all about the chair. our chairs have become one. People will even sleep in chairs. And so you have to keep moving. Now, people ask, what about stand-up desks? Standing for long periods of time, not healthy either. But if you're moving and you're dancing around your legs and you're tapping your feet and you're kind of twisting your stomach and wiggling your tushy, yeah, that was a lot healthier than sitting. But your back needs to move. Your back and buttocks and spinal cord was never designed for you to be static. Your body doesn't do well lying in a coma. Your body doesn't do well sitting for long periods of time. Your body doesn't do well standing for long periods of time. So you need to figure out ways to move. And the reason why I like these Fitbits or Apple Watches or these pedometers is because it allows you to make that goal and see something in real time. You can even walk back and forth in a small room. Now, if it's bad weather and you have an apartment, you could still do those steps walking back and forth in the apartment. Have some music going on. Let's say you're watching your favorite show and there's commercials. Then every commercial, get up and walk back and forth, back and forth. You're not allowed to sit down until the commercial breaks over. Now, don't be walking to the kitchen to get food, but walking back and forth and touching the wall, you know, find the most diagonal, longest part of the room to do it in, that all counts. Your body doesn't care. Now, I think a lot of exercise has been put off because people find excuses. For me, the hot weather is ridiculous. So, you know, I don't like to go outside and walk when it's this hot, so I wait for the times of a day. If it's dangerous at night, I used to run in, you know, neighborhoods where I lived, which weren't very safe. And then I'm like, I got to get to a gym. This isn't safe. So there's safe areas to work out. But you could also do very extensive, good workouts at home. You could use these videotapes, these YouTube. It doesn't even cost you money. And, of course, you could dance. I think that's one of the most fun workouts. Put on some of your favorite music and then just start wiggling and dancing. And maybe close the curtains so people don't look at you and laugh. So housework also helps. Playing with the dog. You know, chasing after your kids. There's a lot of things you could do. So don't just plan on, well, one number. But if it's easier for you to work out and use that 4,000 number benchmark, according to this study, it could still work. Is that going to make you super skinny? No. But will it help protect your life? Absolutely. And I see older individuals in their 80s and 90s. They keep walking. They won't give up their walking. If you could walk, use it. There's many individuals that can't walk. And I know a lot of us have bad knees, bad backs. I tell you, I got bad knees. But when I walk, my knee feels better. Exercise makes my joints feel better. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here.
We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Broadcasting remotely, but we'll be live in studio tomorrow. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network and Daniel for making the show work today. So, one of my pet peeves is when something is supposed to be done right and it's not. I mean, I know I opened the show very frustrated with the Barbie movie because I think it could have been done so much better and you had such an opportunity and you lost it. You know, Barbie could have been so much fun, adventurous and all that. And instead, you know, the audience barely laughed. Many people felt insulted and it was kind of a depressing movie. And it's like, oh, it could have been so much better. You had a great cast. You had a fantastic cast. So I feel that way a lot of times with our country and politics. Because, you know, I've operated businesses, I haven't run countries, I haven't run states. But when somebody's not doing their job, and you have people asking for help, it can brew into a very dangerous situation. So let's say you had a department, and that department had security issues. And you try, let's say somebody was, I guess, breaking in. And you were trying to, you know, keep the department whole, but individuals are breaking in. So you go to your supervisor, or you go to your department head, or you go to the CEO, and they do nothing. And they do nothing. But you are still responsible for that department. You're responsible for the health of the employees. You're responsible for the safety. You're responsible for things not getting into the company that could possibly hurt it. So you're stuck. And since you're not getting help from the high up, you take matters into your own hands. But then you hear from the high up saying, nope, you can't do that. That is a situation that I find intolerable. Well, that's what's kind of happening at the border. Now, I don't know much about Governor Greg Abbott, but all I know is I would not want his job. Seeing pictures of cartel members with machine guns and automatic weapons coming across the border. Border security, the responsibility is shared among the state as well as national, the federal level. And we are being told time and time again that the feds aren't helping. So Governor Greg Abbott has been trying to find ways to make a border if there's not going to be a border wall. Remember in Arizona, they used those bins. They used those storage bins, those shipping containers. And those shipping containers made a barrier. And then the new governor came in and took them down. So Greg Abbott moved to these buoys, a 1,000-foot floating barrier at a crossing point between Eagle Pass and Piedras Negras, Mexico. And they were asked to take it down. And so I get if the government is asking them to take it down, but what are you immediately swapping it with? We have a border crisis. And this isn't anti-Democrat, anti-Republican, this isn't, you know, this is just, you know, we cannot be invaded by people with guns. Mind you, many of these migrants are innocent. They need help. We should have an immigration system. But people trekking and drowning in the Rio Grande, it's on Texas. It shouldn't be, but it is. It's Texas's responsibility. If cartel continue to come in and hospitals become overwhelmed and jobs and resources are overwhelmed, people are going to look to the state. Why did you let them in? You're in charge of the border. Well, when they go to the feds for help and the feds don't give them help, that's a problem. So apparently there was a survey that was at Daily Mail, TIPP did a survey. And they looked at 1,400 adults asking if they were against the buoys or forum. It looks like most voters supported the floating barrier. Only a third were against it, 15% unsure. But older people and those in the Northeast and Midwest were more supportive, which is very interesting. And so the Texan government installed the barrier last month and said at the time the buoys would deter people, smugglers, and illegal immigrants from attempting to cross the dangerous river. They called it Operation Hold the Line. And they are trying to ensure that people don't enter illegally. But the U.S. Justice Department last month filed a lawsuit to remove the buoys. And Mexico complained they violated a water treaty and hurt cooperation between the two countries. Apparently, two dead bodies were found. One of them stuck between the buoys. So I get that there's debate, there's controversy, and that these are not ideal. But then where is the federal government and the help to make a border? This has been going on now for years. And maybe the federal government is helping, but I don't see the wall. I don't see, you know, the slowing down. We see the images of people with guns You know, and you know, as a physician, I completely understand the gravity of the situation when you have individuals who have been trekking for months, possibly years to get here, not getting good health care, that have been known to have be populations that could have and be afflicted with drug-resistant tuberculosis, cholera, polio, hepatitis. All right, it is our duty to do what we used to do, you know, where we ensure that people coming into the country are well, not bring an infectious disease, have a place to go, have a job. Apparently, the homeless crisis is even worsening. We're seeing migrants on the streets, migrants on sidewalks. There's not enough schools. There's not enough teachers. And again, where's the CEO or the President of the United States? Somebody could say, well, it's not his job. It's the Department of Homeland Security. Okay, where's Mayorkas? Where is the Department of Homeland Security? This is their opportunity to shine. And they're not. And so, you know, are the buoys a good idea or not? For those individuals that go, I don't know, they're not wrong. But Texas is begging for help. They need help. And, and they're not getting it. And that's where I get frustrated. Many of you have told me you work for departments, you work for companies, and you can't go to your supervisor for help. So when you take matters into your own hands, you get in trouble. I'm like, well, then tell the truth. Tell the boss the truth. I asked for help. Always do it by email. Show the proof. Show the letters. I think Governor Abbott wrote letters that we saw on TV. Him hand the letters to the executive branch. You know, have a paper trail. We're asking for help. Now, I mean, are the buoys a great idea? I think the wall was a better idea. You know, for the safety of everybody. And apparently these people are being told that cartel members can get them in. That's another business of the cartel. Not only drugs, but pay us, we'll get you through. We have guns, we're armed. Look at the pictures. We're getting people through. And they can't find us. So, you know, it's dangerous. Wasn't there like a 2-year-old thrown over a wall? And no, you know, these families are desperate. And I understand why they want to come to America. But the situation now of this being willy-nilly and people drowning trying to get across is not sustainable. It's dangerous. So we need to get our acts together. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you.
Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.